coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. The mayor has the day off. Nikki Z filling in, having a lot of fun. Dennis, of course, from the glam band in the house on Friday. We got live music coming up. And we've got Ashley from the Heights in the house. Showing off her new tat.
Yes.
When did you get that?
I got it on Monday.
Okay.
Yep.
How many tats do you have?
I have three. That's my biggest one.
I have no idea what that is. Dennis, do you have any idea what that is?
Looks like laundry on the line, eh?
Looks like laundry on the line. Nikki?
I knew exactly what it was.
Sure,
do you know?
Did.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's her, the wand and then the lot of symbols.
Yep.
I did not know that.
100%.
That is weird, wild stuff.
Yes. And now you just came back from a concert. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Blink 182.
How was that?
It was great. It was a lot of fun.
In Milwaukee?
Yep. Yep.
Fiziv, yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Incredible.
We stopped at Drink Wisconsin, I believe, before.
Okay.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah. I've never been.
Yeah, no. I got my sister a shirt because she's always wanted
one. Nice job, Amanda. Poor Amanda. Okay, stop. You're going to hit Dennis's car. Stop right there.
I gave her 6 feet like COVID here. Come on.
No, we have poor thing. She's trying to parallel park, and she was listening to us rip her on the air.
She turned you off.
I'm
putting money down. She drives over the curb when she leaves.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows in that spot.
Oh, my gosh. That's what it's all patched
up. I've done it 2-3 times myself.
We've seen big trucks, little cars, everything on a regular basis. They drive over that curb.
I parallel parked.
Did you?
I did.
Successfully.
Successfully, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I watched, too, by the way.
And after a two-day hangover.
And I saw her do it.
You're working on a two-day hangover?
Yeah. I'm just...
Rub something on it.
I feel like some stomach pains like I did. Need to drink like a gallon
when you need them.
I know, right?
Take back Mark. Salt pills work. No, they don't.
They don't.
Stay
That's
away.
The opposite. They were just talking about that.
We were just talking about
on the
about
radio.
That
we
was
were
us.
Talking about it here.
Oh, my God.
I heard that on the radio.
That's where I was listening. Because I had...
Everybody's
my God.
Hey, Todd, she is over.
Oh, my God.
Make this up.
Bringing up the lights.
Turn them down. Could you turn down
Did
the lights?
Did she honestly just say, I heard that on the radio someplace.
They were just talking about the
Oh, my
now.
God. That's
wow.
so funny. Yeah. I'm okay, really. I'm great.
Really?
Okay.
I'm just going to have a drink of my energy.
Sure.
That'll help, said no one ever.
Emma.
At least we know she was listening to us.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
You got that going for you.
No coaster for her either.
No, oh Ashley gosh. From the Heights in the house. Hey, you guys got a brand new menu, huh?
We do.
For fall.
For fall, I actually was just going to, I meant to print it out and I.
No garlic wings though, and I was told not to even mention
I'm
them.
I'm disappointed.
So what do you do straight away? Mention the wings.
Well, no, I'm just saying I'm not going to mention.
We have to not mention it, so we just didn't mention it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But they were delicious too, but
they
hope we'll bring them back.
It tastes like chicken. Yes. I love it.
So we still have like your appetizers. We did take a couple things away, but we did add salmon cakes.
Ooh,
so
that sounds
something
good.
A little bit different. Yep.
Yummy.
So the whole kind
I eat that. You know what? I actually bought some of those.
Did you know?
Yes, from like Costco. You get this big bag, and they're salmon patties. They're like a hamburger
for
the salmon.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
They're really good.
They are.
Is this on your new approved diet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just checking.
Now, they are breaded, which maybe isn't a great thing.
Salmon is the other pink meat.
Dill salmon.
Dill salmon.
I did hear about the diet. I'm like, oh, we're back to that.
Hard-boiled eggs and tuna fish.
Well, we have...
I'm kidding.
We have salmon.
Do you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You can even get a Caesar salad with salmon.
Ooh, I love
what's
that.
What's the difference between salmon and salmon?
Well,
I don't want to test you. I mean, obviously you're dealing with a hangover here. You're dehydrated.
Right. Easy.
Yeah, really.
Yes, I do.
You're real easy with Ashley today.
Yep, I do. Yes. I want to play real.
And by the way, Amanda, nice job moving your car. You did a nice job. What's that like? What's that like to be listening to the radio in your car?
That was a redo.
Getting
well, people are doing a play-by-play of what you're doing. We have to find out what that's like. Should I borrow your mic real quick there?
It's very nerve-wracking, okay? Like, I'm not the best at parallel parking. Okay. And then I'm like, everyone's watching me.
Hey, that's like the easiest spot because you only have somebody behind you.
And Dennis goes, I gave her 10 feet.
Oh, yeah. You can see right here.
Yeah,
it's too bad we don't have a camera on that.
How do you spell? It's okay.
Amanda, how do you spell PTSD anyways? I mean, just asking for a friend. Is that even a word?
It's called my childhood.
Trauma. We just opened up another can, ladies and gentlemen.
Trauma.
And it's not an energy drink.
Oh, man. So, Ashley, I want to talk about some of the things you've got there.
Okay. Yes.
Newly added dinner menus.
Yes.
You do that for us. Thank you.
The so. Whole read?
I don't have my glasses. Oh, they're there. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here we go. It's Friday.
Yes.
And we invite you to check out our friends at the Heights Pub and Parlor.
I didn't have my glasses on.
North Washington, right here in downtown Green Bay.
Walking Ladies distance from where you're sitting right here.
Yes. The Heights provides one of downtown's best atmosphere for indoor drinks and upscale dining. Heights' new fall menu just released and highlights variations of their prime Angus beef burgers.
Prime
not on
Angus.
Mino's diet.
Mm-hmm.
And pressed paninis.
Those are good.
The paninis. Yeah. Let's talk.
Oh, they're better than the depressed paninis. You don't want those. They're pretty down.
Oh, yeah.
These are delicious.
They're pretty compressed.
Yeah. Yes.
But pressed paninis, that's where
now,
it's at.
Now, the paninis will be on our lunch menu.
Okay.
So we've still got the patty melt.
Okay.
The veggie, the grilled cheese. We added a salmon and a duck confit.
Wait. I've never had duck.
What is that?
Yeah, what is
a
that?
A comfy duck?
Yeah.
Have
comfy
you ever
duck,
duck
in no. between bread.
Every day.
Puerto's a big duck hunting area, though.
No, gracias.
Yeah, it
no.
is.
It sounds good.
But Hortonville's a big, yeah.
In the marsh?
Yeah.
In the duck blind?
Yeah.
I've only duck hunted.
We have, unless it changes today, duck
in
stew.
The marsh.
That's been huge.
Duck stew.
Yeah.
I would like to try duck stew.
And it's not like big chunks of duck. It's actually kind of like more like a pulled pork style.
Okay.
So.
Shredded.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And that would be kind of like the panini too, not like a big hunk of meat. It's more of like a pulled pork style type.
Nice.
Like a pulled duck.
I don't know of a place
we gotta
that has
bring
duck.
Mark back.
Like
for my
have,
duck.
I,
yeah. my
this is like nobody else in Green Bay has
no.
duck soup.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Is that a tomato base? Is that a cream base? What do you think?
I think it's a chicken base.
It tastes good.
No.
That
yeah,
joke was foul, know. Dennis.
Oh, Todd.
Guess who's high and flighty today?
Todd. Did you get that? Wow. Hey, I do it. You know what? I like to tick off the guy when I walk the trail. Those geese are nasty.
Yeah, yes. You better watch out.
I mean, they'll look at you and I always go, and I go right up to them like that.
Yep.
And they want to like tear your head off.
You get chased because I hope somebody records that because it would be fantastic.
I've gotten chased by a duck before.
Oh, these geese are nasty up there on the trail.
How nasty are they?
They got their little ones with you and they show their teeth and everything. And I mean, they're big.
Yeah, they hiss. Yeah.
Yes.
Look at the impression of a goose.
Oh, that's
that scary. The first time you see a goose teeth.
Todd, can you record that video of Ashley doing her impersonation of a goose attacking her?
Let's see that again in super slow-mo.
Oh, my God.
I think Mino's going to tell her about the pasty upstairs.
Oh, yeah, you should serve pasties. I've got a frozen pasty up in my freezer.
Is that?
A pasty?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Really?
A UP.
You don't know?
We have to give her a break. She's dehydrated.
Yeah, that's right.
Rub something on it.
Yes. Wow. I got to go back to the tattoo.
Okay.
Are you just that big of a Harry Potter fan?
I love Harry Potter.
Wow.
Yeah. What house?
I would be probably, depends on the day. But
Yep.
Probably Gryffindor.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there,
Slytherins and Gryffindor. Time. That's all I watch.
The books are so much better.
Than the movies?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Really?
Always. There's so much more detail. I waited in line at midnight for one of those books to come out at the library when I was a kid.
At the library?
The bookstore, sorry. Okay. Not at the library. Library's not
somebody
open.
Have you been to Universal? Have you been to Universal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the whole Wizarding World down there.
Yep.
It's amazing.
I went with my husband, and then we took the kids, and then this year we went again. So we did the Hagrid's motorcycle.
Oh, fun.
So amazing.
Yeah.
So you went as an adult to,
to Disney?
Well, yeah, you left the kids at home. Sorry, kids, you're with grandma. We're going to the Harry Potter world.
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
They were not happy. But you know what? We took them a couple years later.
When they can actually appreciate it. And
it was really nice to like go and kind of like get the feel for it before you take your kids.
Yeah, and that's recon. That's recon.
And I'm like, I want my kids to remember so this. Smart. I don't want to take a baby to Disney. Like, I don't know.
Because you still get
everybody
charged
has their own
that
thing,
ticket
but,
price.
Oh, yeah.
They don't believe in two and under is free.
No.
How much is like going to the Universal or Disney World?
Oh, it's expensive.
It was a couple hundred bucks.
For a ticket?
For a ticket.
For like us to go.
Just to get through the door?
One day.
Or get all the rides with that?
And then Universal is two parks.
Yeah.
You have two parks. Two separate parks.
Mm-hmm.
So $200?
Now they're adding more.
The front door to that.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
So
like if you have three kids.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's probably insane. Like $4,000 for us to go just the 2 days.
You can go to just the tickets. Bahamas. You can go to Punta Cana for cheaper.
Correct.
Half that price.
Yeah.
For a week.
I am shocked. Seriously, that's unbelievable.
Well, this time we drove because my son will be a junior this year. So we were like, let's make a big vacation out of it.
Junior what?
We had Frank on one day though. Right after he took his whole family, like five kids. And
he raised ticket prices immediately following that vacation.
I imagine
one of the worst. He says once you're there, okay. But the drive was one of the worst experiences ever.
Oh, see, well, and we stopped.
Like, did you ever drive to Florida?
Yeah,
bird.
Yeah, I can imagine doing that the whole way.
There's some
way.
More people.
Oh my God,
pick them up.
Well, we stopped along the way. We stopped in Louisville. We stopped in
Nashville. For.
Yeah, like Atlanta, Clearwater, and then. Whereas, like the first trip to Disney, we flew and we were there for like 10 days. Because the longer you stay there, the cheaper the tickets are. So it's
you have to stay a long time.
It's almost a better deal to stay longer than a day or two than it is to stay 2 days. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I had no idea it was that expensive.
Have you taken your family ever?
Yeah, really long time ago.
Though. Obviously.
Yeah. Really, like 20
and my
years
husband
ago,
and
probably.
I had never
honestly.
Been.
Honestly.
Wow. Yeah.
So, like, I mean, we never went as a kid. So,
and I won, you know what? I won this huge, giant shark stuffed animal. It was like 6 foot long. It was unbelievable. This huge thing from throwing a football through the hoop. Okay.
Yeah. And you had to carry that.
Is that where you threw your labrum?
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at this.
I got to turn Holmgren back here.
Yeah. He was my neighbor.
But my son, I said, well, we can't take it home. It's too big. I didn't realize they would have shipped it home free for
you. Can
you
be more specific, John?
What?
Do you hear the music?
Never mind.
I don't know. What music is this?
Harry Potter.
This is Harry Potter music?
Yeah.
This is when you go into Ollivander's.
Yep.
The wand shop.
And I went. I got a wand.
You know what this... Any
what, who is
makes
your wand?
Me want to go to sleep.
I actually... I didn't do like the whole...
Right.
Thing, but I got Hermione's.
Hermione.
I had that once. Had to get some penicillin. All right, we got to send a quick shot back at us. Amanda, are you coming in? This is my favorite part is when Dennis does the little... workout thing there to the song.
And I'm spent. I'm sweating to the oldies.
Here, Amanda, you can use mine.
No, I'm just going
to... You don't have to take it.
I'm going to hang out right here.
I'm going to hang out next to the rock star.
You guys,
I don't want to hang out with you, mine. I'm going to hang out with the rock star.
This is for you.
Thank you.
You don't have to
take any of that. Thank you for the...
Okay, I'm going to ask this. Dennis, I don't mean to make you uncomfortable, but I'm going to ask this anyway.
But I'm going to. And here it goes.
What is it about, like, even, like, real, normal, conservative women, something about... rock star, entertainers, guys on stage. What is it that makes them different? I mean, what is it? Because
Dennis, happily married.
I know, but what is it about? What just like you going to that concert? I'm sure you're thinking. You know, what is it about guys that do that really women really like? Let's put it that way.
Excuse me while I step out.
Probably the fantasy.
Okay.
What's your fantasy? Sorry, that's...
Fantasy Girl 38 Special? Do you guys do that one, Dennis?
He brings me a freaking chick.
That's
you guys don't do Fantasy Girl 38 Special, do you?
Not quite the right genre.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going a little more rap style there, sorry.
But there is something about that, isn't there?
Yeah.
I think it's literally just the fantasy. Like, okay, you ever hear that Bowling for Soup song, 1985?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he's talking about her dancing on the hood of White Snake's car?
Yes.
You know, it's the fantasy of youth, too.
Okay.
So, you know.
I'm playing to that. I had to do Jaguars once.
Did you really?
I did.
Seriously?
Oh,
you did what
so
on
much
a
money.
What?
Wow.
It cost me so much money just to have the dang things.
You drove one? You owned one?
Barely. Those things are pain in the wazoo.
Yeah, I heard they're not great sometimes as far as for the basics, like starting them in cold weather and everything.
Oh, geez, they're tanks, but.
Yeah.
Holy shnikes.
Okay. Ashley, you haven't commented.
So at the Blink 182 concert, you were fascinated.
I was all enamored. Up for that drummer.
Yeah. Who is Mr. Kardashian.
Yeah.
Correct.
I forgot about that.
He's
and all
what?
Of a sudden, she was
so
there.
So Travis Barker, the drummer for Blink 182.
Okay.
He's bald and all tatted.
And normally that's not like something tatted. I'm like full on into, but just there's something about a drummer.
Yeah, they're intense.
No, they're just,
and doing so many things at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Usually the punks will, they're on time.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian?
Nope.
No.
Courtney.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And she was there.
Was she?
Yeah.
I bet she loved Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Did she have security around her?
I don't know. I didn't look at her.
I'm looking at her.
Jealous much?
Did she have any insecurity around her?
I couldn't tell with her booty.
Probably.
No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Okay, so that explains. Okay, I thought the drummers in bands were always like the lower on the list.
Usually they're always on time. It's the bass player you have to watch out for.
Oh, really?
They get no respect.
Really? Seriously though?
That's usually how it is.
Wow, I didn't know that.
No one wants to be with the bass player.
Except in our band,
Maddie
is the sexiest one out of the group without a doubt.
Wow.
But usually bass players get the least amount of respect.
I did not know that.
Just because they're playing it cool.
Yeah.
Because they're just vibing.
Dump, dump,
right.
Dump, dump, dump.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good sound effect right there.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing.
That was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back to what's going on
band,
around the area.
Mino, you are obviously the bass player.
No, I'd be the drummer.
Yeah?
I've always wanted to be a drummer.
Same. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I've always wanted to be a drummer. In fact,
can you chew gum and walk at the same time?
Well, you know what? I will say this.
No,
I don't think I could be good at doing the two things and then the foot pedal thing.
Right.
So I wouldn't do the foot thing.
You're not a drummer.
No. Nope.
Sounds like
yes. Because you know what? You know why I think I'd be good? I've told this story many times. I got banned at Great America. At Great America from playing whack-a-mole because I won 14 times in a row. So that shows true story.
Whack-a-mole?
Yeah.
Of all the games, it's
so you have a lot of 6-foot stuffed animals in your house.
Yeah.
Too big.
Oh, we got a picture of Dom in the backseat just where his head was just sticking up over all the animals.
Aww.
Honest to God. So that shows I've got good, quick hands.
You have good hand-eye coordination.
Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
Yes. That's but awesome. I wouldn't be able to do the foot thing.
You can always just get somebody to do that.
You want to know something? Even because I love, one of my favorite songs is.
You're going to be down there going, hey, Donna, you're off beat. I can't keep up.
Motley Crue, Girls, Girls, Girls.
Sure.
And I think that would be a great song if I ever become a drummer. That's like the number one song I'd learn how to do.
Ooh. You know what?
What?
I'm going to Green Day in a couple weeks.
Aw.
Where are they?
Green Day in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or no, at Summerfest. Yeah.
No. We're going to the Brewer Stadium.
Oh yes. Yep. Yes. Yep. Yep. At AmFam.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon. Wow.
I know.
Dennis has
you
a
get around,
gig.
I know, right?
So many tickets.
It's a pretty good gig.
I haven't been to a
managing
concert since like middle school, 98 degrees.
It's going to be Queen, I guess.
Wow.
You know, if you really want to see some pretty cool bands, you could go to X Roads 41 that's happening right now. That's
who's there?
Ooh.
Oh, are you guys playing there, Dennis?
No.
Okay.
It's good.
He's like, I wish.
Journey.
Before when it was named something else, but yeah.
Yeah.
Rockfest?
Oh, Rock USA. Yeah.
Rock USA?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Ooh. What year did you start playing there? Rock USA.
Oh, gosh. It's some time ago.
Because we used to intro a lot of the bands. Me and Murph.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you a Cheap Trick was going to play. It's like, oh, we're going to introduce Cheap Trick. And we were up there like on stage like, excuse me, what are you men doing, you gentlemen doing here? It's like, well, you're introducing, we're sponsors and things. And goes, no. Honest to God.
You guys were the Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
Wow. And Murph came and said it was, yeah. You just gave me your drum roll.
Sorry.
And, but yeah, there's, no, we don't have local yokels or something like that introduce. So then they have this canned thing, the greatest rock and roll band in the history of rock. You know, and that, so if you have a canned thing, and there's like, 100 people. There was like, Friday afternoon at 3:00, before it get big. It's like, oh, really? Okay.
Was that the year after they made the Hall of Fame, the Rock Hall of Fame?
Might have been.
I think it was the year after.
Might have been.
So next thing you know, the egos got a little more inflated and all that.
Yeah.
Well, people remember we exist. Anyway.
I will say this. When we saw them getting ready to go on, and I told Murph and David Burns, I said, ooh. And they're like, what? Check out the hottie in the white pants. That is a, she's, and he goes, Mino, that's
That's the bass player.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh,
see? Yeah. So I now you just answered your own question on what is it about the guys on stage?
The white
Maybe
pants.
He shaved. Who knows?
I thought it was a. I thought they had a lady in the band or was one of their people or something.
In your, you know, to your benefit here, to I got to come to your defense because from behind he's got
long
he's got great hair.
Hair.
Great hair.
Great hair. Long blonde hair.
Great hair.
Yes.
He must work out.
I asked him.
Wow.
Well, that, that's
sexy
a true story.
And I know it.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to quick blast through these. We got like a minute.
Here,
all right. There's a kids fishery that's happening tomorrow. So basically take your kids fishing. It's free. Limited to the first 300 kids for some swag.
Where?
Oh, I don't remember. Okay. Oshkosh Menominee Park. Thank you. And then you got the Green Bay Scaled Up Reptile Expo that's happening at the Radisson Hotel.
Is that a pun?
No, no, it's actually like a bunch of reptiles and
you said
stuff.
Scaled. So
scaled.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got scaled. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then there is a benefit for the Freedom House over at Nicolet Bank in Green Bay for a cookout. Raise money for that. And then if you have a dog, and I thought, I forgot that John wasn't going to, or Jim wasn't going to be here today, but there's a puppy social.
What?
There's, a puppy social. If you have a pup from 16 weeks to 6 months old, you can go to Buddy's Vets at 1636 Hoffman Road and socialize your dog.
Ooh. Mino, we'll send you in there with some, yeah, yeah, maybe some snack sticks in your pocket.
What is happening?
He's saying hi to Milton.
Yeah, I'm doing that to Jim's dog. It drives him crazy. Milton.
All right, coming up next, we do have Matthew Hafel. Right? I said that right?
He's absolutely. Live music series.
Can't
Make
wait.
Sure and stop in at Heights for some lunch.
He's
Try
groovy,
one of our
baby.
New paninis or Yum. Burgers.
And take it easy on Ashley. She is still hungover. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor. Jim's got the day off today. We got Dennis from the Glam Band. We got Nikki Z. Special thanks to Ashley from the Heights Pub and Parlor who stopped by. And, of course, Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine. We got Matt Hafel joining us right now. Dennis?
How's it going, eh? Matt, good to see you. And who is this fine-looking youngster next to you?
This is Marshall McGee.
Come on up here a little bit, Matt.
Come on in. We'll tell some lies. It'll be great.
This is Marshall McGee, one of the musicians I play with live.
Cool. Right on.
Very cool.
He's going to be playing djembe today.
How do you
say
what?
Say that again.
Djembe.
Djembe.
D-J-E-M-B-E.
That's the name of the instrument?
That's a djembe.
Wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Did you know that?
No.
Okay.
The D is silent.
Oh, very nice. What country would that be from?
She learns quickly.
Is that Jamaican?
I don't know what country, but the continent of Africa somewhere.
I believe it's an African name.
Because when we have Ace, do you guys know Ace Champion? He's a local musician here,
but
he has instruments from so many countries, you can't believe it. I mean, it's like unbelievable. And he plays flutes, and he has like 60 different countries.
Like a Jethro Tull thing?
Yeah, yeah, where they play.
It's unreal.
You've heard him on him.
Yep, yep. Yeah. Incredible musician.
Incredible.
You haven't heard of him?
Yeah.
You have to check him out.
Well, he's a Green Bay guy. But now, tell us where you're going to be playing and where you've been playing this summer.
Well, last month we were in Green Bay 3 weeks in a row. We were at Stage One and Wine a Lot and Shano at a place called Classics. This month we're going to be in Oshkosh August 18th at a place called TJ's Harbor and August 30th in Malone at a place called Jim and Linda's.
Oh, I've been there.
They
have. Come on down. Is that actually in the town of Pipe?
Yeah.
I believe
my GPS says Malone.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
you got a great. Where are you from? You from Milwaukee? You got a great accent. There's a little accent
there.
What is that?
I don't know. Some people think I'm from Europe. I don't know where I get it. Born and raised in Milwaukee area. So
it's the Lakeshore accent.
Jim and Linda's.
I'm kidding.
Well, they used to be a maybe they still are a sturgeon fishing registration station.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. They have like the boat launch and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they had. I'll never. It's the first time I ever had this. They get the burger where you have a brat patty, and then cheese, then onions, and then a hamburger patty on top of that. You got to try that.
And an angioplasty
like a heart attack.
Right after.
It's part of my diet.
Angioplasty, isn't that a girl's name?
Angioplasty. Yes, you got it. Oh, I love Jim and Linda's.
Angioplasty from Pulaski.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, so what kind of music do you guys play? I mean, how did you develop into what you guys are?
All right. The easiest way to say it is acoustic rock. My favorite term was groove-oriented, improvisational-minded folk rock with a smattering of world music flavors.
That's what I was going to ask.
That was heavy, man.
Uh-huh. I'm not even sure what that means, but it sounds neat.
Absolutely.
Cats call that groovy, man.
Dennis, did you ever play any other type of music?
Not that kind. That's a mouthful.
Okay. I know. But did you ever do country or
sure,
classic
a little bit here and there.
Did you really?
Sure.
Okay.
Acoustic type stuff, but.
Well, you do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been
at
there.
At the Nut House.
When you did
it. Yeah.
Yes.
That one
when you
time?
Did the acoustics.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That one time. It was fun.
I thought it was great music.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you guys like doing that sometimes, going different areas, don't you? You know what I mean? As far as just to not get bored.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
That's one of the benefits of having, I get a lot of players. This is one of my regulars, Marshall McGee. He plays bass as well sometimes. He usually plays the drum kit. He's on the hand drum today. But I got a lot of different musicians, different bassists, different drummers. So each show is a little different, a little unique.
I should have brought my hat on
your toes. It just hit me. It's like where I've heard this voice before. Okay. Do you remember the Saturday Night Live skit when Will Ferrell played Neil Diamond?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This song is from one time where... driving through the desert, and we were high on drugs. Man,
is that supposed to be me right now?
And no, we no, no. Believe me, no.
So, is this your customer? I think what he wants to know is this your performance voice? If you answer the phone, is that how you speak?
Oh, is this a character? No,
this is natural.
This is.
I love it. That's a cool
you know what
point.
It probably is early in the morning. I'm usually going to bed about now.
That's true.
I suppose so. Good gosh.
Well, let's hear some of your performance.
All right,
here we go. Matt Havel.
We're going to do one this.
A little bit of that.
This one's called Give It Back.
That's what my ex-wife said to me once.
Probably more than once.
That's fair.
A little cold and cruel, and it asks for so much, giving nothing but pain. Oh, your heart is like an anchor holding on to you. But now what you gonna do with your heart all black and blue? Gonna give it all you've got. Get back up, oh, no one says it's easy. No use in you cheating, you just give it all you got. Get back up, oh, mom. Get off the floor, get out the door, make some promises that you could keep. Even if you're off your feet, even if your heart won't beat, even if you're out of time, even if it's your last dime. Oh, your heart is like an anchor holding on to you. World gone crazy, is it in your mind? And when time was changing, were you left behind? Oh, your heart is like an anchor holding on to you. Well, know what you're gonna do with your heart all black and blue. Gonna give it all you got. Get back up, oh, no one says it's easy. No use in you cheating, just give it all you got. Get back up, oh, mom. Get off the floor, get out the door, make some promises that you could keep. Even if you're off your feet, even if your heart won't beat, even if you're out of time, even if it's your last dime. Oh, your heart is like an anchor
holding on to you. Here we go again, just to make another friend, just to make amends, just to keep it on cordial trend. Here we go once more, just to settle another score, just to give it back, just to give it back, give it back. Oh, your heart is like an anchor holding on to you. Don't know what you're gonna do with your heart all black and blue. Gonna give it all you've got. Get back up. Oh, no one said it's easy. No use seeing you cheating. Just give it all you've got and get back up. Oh, oh.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That just happened, ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of Jack Johnson vibe.
Sure, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a terrible reference.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Good Lord.
So does your guitar have a name?
No.
That looked like it's your best friend. My gosh, it looks like you've had it for a day or two.
It's seen about 1,000 gigs. You're probably referring to it. It looks really beat up for you listeners out there.
It's like Willie Nelson's.
Well, I would say it's worn in. I say it's worn in. I like it very much.
And Dennis is jealous because he says he doesn't have long enough fingers to be a real good guitarist.
Oh, look at these things. I mean, like hands like a carny, smell like cabbage.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, little sausage fingers.
I mean, like, really.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
Okay, I mean, so all original.
That was original. That's going to be on an album that's coming out next year.
Oh, fantastic.
To be announced. Awesome. Still working on the release date.
Incredible.
As far as studio work, do you do that yourself? Do you produce your own stuff?
This one is. Nice. Previous ones were not, but this time around, I'm trying to do it all myself.
I admire that a lot.
You like challenge? What about it?
to do it myself?
Yeah.
Money? Mostly.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, you're usually paying hours, and what ends up happening is you go in the studio and you'd like to do another take, but it's going to cost you another $60 to $200 depending on where you're recording. So yeah. I wanted the luxury of time, the luxury to do it again if I wanted to, the luxury to add something if I wanted to without breaking my bank.
Sure.
How many people are going to have in the studio working with you? There's an element to that too.
Most of it's already recorded.
Oh, fantastic.
And it was him, a guy named Dan Budiszewski, and me, but then there's organ, there's piano, there's drums, there's percussion, there's guitar, there's bass, there's vocals. But just three guys on the album.
You write all your own stuff?
I do, yes.
And how do you make that magic happen with all these other elements that you bring into play? Dennis, to me, that would be like, you know, hieroglyphics or something. I mean, you said you don't read music, right?
Well, sure I do.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't. Oh, maybe the last person we had in here. Last musician.
So well, I don't.
You don't.
I read saxophone when I was in school, but I've never learned to read guitar.
Isn't that incredible? Okay.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Well.
And then you just dabble. Oh.
Well,
sure.
I mean, I know how to read tablature. Do any of you know what that is?
Of course. Okay, you bet. Yeah.
It's numbers for fingers. It's a very simplified version.
Got it.
Of guitar.
I know who it was. It was that girl we had on here who was tremendous. From a little town up north.
Up north there, yeah.
Remember, she had the big keyboard and she had them lettered or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all the keys.
Oh, you're talking about Miss. You're getting confused. There's two different people there.
There was Michaela Lee.
Michaela Lee. From up north.
From a real little town up north that I never heard of.
Miss Green Bay had her.
Right.
Little...
No. Oh, it's Miss Green Bay that had the. Okay.
Yeah.
But she had. What was that, Dennis? Why she did that?
She had the keys all labeled, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, repeat. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, repeat. You know?
Because that's.
To remind her, or like it was just there from a long time ago?
Where's
or?
The chords there, you know? Yeah.
So again, Dennis, you've been involved with this for so long.
Several days.
So
you're a musician?
Not really. I'm a
singer. You ever hear of the glam band?
If you're a singer, you're not a musician. You
know what
that is.
Glam band is so hot in the state of Wisconsin and Michigan, you can't believe it. And he's the lead singer.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Because I heard them talking about you playing somewhere. So
yeah, he was just voted the top honor in the state of Wisconsin, the Whammies they call it.
Oh yeah.
Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards. Yeah. Top vocalist in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Incredible.
Congratulations.
I didn't earn that. That's all part of being in a popular band, honestly. Okay. Honestly. But
Oh, Mr. Humble.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the truth, though. It's the truth.
We got to get, hang on. You guys talk. I got to find a picture of him on stage.
Yeah. How about, what do you draw from? What do you write about? What
inspiration kind of question?
Absolutely. Sorry, most generic fangirl question.
No, I would like to know.
Yeah.
I think everybody wants to know.
Kind of.
All right, it's going to sound like pretentious, okay? But
no
you
way.
Asked me. It's attempting to go from a blank slate.
Yeah.
Basically, how I do it is I fiddle. I come across something that sounds a little interesting.
Okay.
I build on that. I'll start improvising vocals, yep. which will give me an idea of maybe a topic that comes from a subconscious, and then starts the real work, hours of fine-tuning and writing choruses and bridges and et cetera.
And that's the hard road, too. You know,
I mean, that's organic.
It is. For me, I like to think of a topic first and work my way out.
Right.
Because I'm more of a concrete kind of a guy. So to do that, to me, that's a skill that you really have to throw your passion into and let's see what happens. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a total freedom of space between, you know, your head, your heart, and your hands, putting it all together. They're both skills, though.
I mean,
that's an incredible thing.
Writing lyrics first is also a skill. That's more like a storyteller or a playwright.
Sure.
That's probably something that I've never really tried, but maybe it's something that I'm maybe not as strong at. My strength is in using my subconscious to inform a rhythmic pattern with your vocals.
Okay.
And then from there grows a topic.
That's fascinating.
That's incredible.
I would have thought it'd be the opposite, to be honest.
It is sometimes.
Yeah.
It is.
Traditionally,
I mean, this
maybe?
Is just me.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's so organic.
Yeah.
That's so hard.
By the way, this is Dennis in his working gear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
My dad said you can't polish a turd. I said, Dad, it looked like you. So, anyways.
All right, we got to start our quick break. We'll be back with more. Matthew Hayfell, this is great stuff. Got a text here. He has a Richie Havens, Here Comes the Sun vibe.
Totally. Ooh.
That's not bad. Right there in the yellow. We got to start our quick break. Back right after this. Hey, welcome back. Mine and the mayor. The mayor has the day off. Nikki capably filling in. And of course, Dennis from the Glam Band, our main man when it comes to the Heights Pub and Parlor music series. We got a great couple of guys here today, don't we, Dennis?
Fantastic. And they drove all the way here to be with us today from Milwaukee.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? You don't even have a show in town today, and you drove all the way up to be with us?
That's right.
Well, that's not fair.
Thank you for the invitation.
Are you kidding me? Thank you so much for doing that. I feel like I should drive you guys back home for crying out loud.
Well, sure, because then we can sleep on the way. You're on autopilot with all the miles that you've been putting on.
Sheepers.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, and also I want to give you all the credit in the world for coming in here and then singing on a Friday morning. That's amazing because I don't know if what comes out of this. I mean, from my perspective, trying to sing on a Friday morning. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Almost like an athlete where
trust me, the voice does get better later in the day.
That's a fact. Give it about 45 minutes, it starts to come around.
Yeah.
Is it like an athlete, though? You have a really tough workout and you slack it off again a little bit the next day?
You're tight. It's exactly that. You're tight. Your throat's tight, you know. And
the calluses after a while.
Yeah.
Dennis, you always talk about you had a teacher that was really inspirational for you, that gave you the confidence to do what you do and help you become the person you are.
Sure. My high school teachers, yes.
I would imagine every musician we have come through the doors here has a person like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. And what was your inspiration?
The only thing I would disagree with is one. There's definitely more than one person that's influenced me to get up on stage and encouraged me. So,
because I still think that's got to be one of the scariest things ever when you first... It's like I'm putting everything I have, my heart and soul, on the line here for everybody to see and to judge.
Yes,
true?
It is. Yes, yes.
The vulnerability is incredible.
The Lord said, do not judge.
I mean, you must get a little bit about it, you know, going on the radio every day. There's a little bit of, you know what it's like.
Well, yeah, but I've decided to make BS in a living. So
nailed it.
They want to judge me, they can judge me.
There's still got to be an element of stage fright there somewhere.
That's why he started in Idaho. Yeah, that's right.
He's huge.
You talked a quick story here before you play again. What was it you said the first guitar you had?
Yeah, you asked me how I got started, and I said my dad had an old classical nylon string guitar, but it only had two strings. And as I played that, they knew I was serious and bought me the rest of the strings, and that's how it started.
What an incentive program. Like, yeah, very motivational.
Let's buy a car with two wheels and see what happens. Yeah.
See if he likes driving.
Yeah, we'll put the third and fourth on, you know. Maybe a
spare.
The
better you get.
Maybe a spare, I don't know.
But somebody had to tell you along the way, you can do it. You can get on stage and you can
Well,
be
that's
successful.
My parents, teachers, music teachers, bandmates, a lot, you know.
That's cool.
Also speaking between breaks, asking how you got started and the writing process. And you are sort of going about it in a different method. A lot of storytellers, story writing, but you actually like to do something just a little bit different.
Yeah, you're talking about how I come
Your
up
method.
With a concept and build upon something that comes from the subconscious. It's not as hard. You ever hear of, I forget what it's called, where you just write on
the
a piece
scribble,
of paper.
The scribble.
And then you start to write sentences and things just start coming out. It's exactly the same process, just while you're singing.
This is very That's high awesome. Level. Mr. Mino
I love it.
May not be familiar.
I am not.
That's
We're going to have to do
wiring.
Another.
It really
is. Amazing.
Yeah.
Can you hook him up there?
Dennis? I sure can. Thanks again, guys.
This
Making
is so
drive
good.
All the way from Milwaukee to be here with us today. That's amazing.
What a pleasure.
All right. The all tree mics for two guys.
Nice.
This is one that was on the previous albums called Didn't I? You all good with the mics there?
Yeah. Good. Go.
Didn't I? Oh, oh, didn't I? Didn't I make you cry? Wasn't I? Oh, oh, wasn't I a good alibi? Going through these mazes and feeling like I'm wasting my time. Going through these phases, catching all these crazies behind. And I'm tired as it is. Slip in for a bit. Just keep falling for these tricks, and you take me home. So we watch forest come green, we're all alone. Shin, you get me there, you doesn't underwear. Sitting in his favorite chair, but he didn't care. Cats in the corner, little more than I wanted to know. Cats in the corner, scratching from head to toe. Oh, and there's nothing much to do. Tangled up with you one more time. Oh, and I'm coming overboard. Tell me what it's for one more time. Clown, acrobat falling down. There's no net before the ground, and it's dark in there. Pretty sure I just ran into your father's chair. Shouldn't have a safe inside and shut the door behind. Maybe thinking that I should have it, there's no more time. Cats in the corner, little more than I wanted to know. Cats in the corner, scratching from head to toe. Oh, and there's nothing much to do. Tangled up with you one more time. Oh, and I'm coming overboard. Tell me what it's for one more time. Thank you.
with you one more time.
Wow. Where are they playing, Nikki?
Matthew Hayfell. All right, see them Sunday, August 18th, 2 to 5 at TJ Harbor's in Oshkosh.
Phenomenal, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
us. You can listen to this music anytime, anywhere, all the time.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.